The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Trillions, a podcast about the exchange-traded fund, which you probably know as the ETF.
My name is Joel Weber.
And I'm Eric Balchunas.
I'm the editor of Bloomberg Markets Magazine.
And I'm an analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, and we're starting a podcast about ETFs and how they become such a powerful investing tool.
Wait, ET what?
Come on, Joel. You know what an ETF is? An exchange-traded fund?
That's true. I know a little bit, but I don't know as much as you.
Yeah, I basically spend every waking minute thinking, writing, reading about ETFs. But the problem, even for me, is it's really easy to overcomplicate this stuff.
So we're going to keep things simple. And at the same time, we'll be able to give people who already use ETFs a few nuggets too. It'll be a little bit like a Pixar movie. Kids get something, mom and dad get something.
Yeah, we want you to have a lot of useful information about ETFs, like how they work, how to pick them, how they can help you as an investor, and what to be wary of.
And what makes this podcast unique is that we're going to try and make this topic that feels really daunting to the average investor a little bit more accessible.
Yeah, this show will be something that a financial advisor might benefit from, but in a language that my mom can understand. The bottom line is that for many people, ETFs are like another planet. And Joel and I are going to be like your intergalactic tour guides.
And to make this topic fun, we're going to use a little bit of everything at our disposal. Some really great guests.
A lot of metaphors.
A bit of humor.
And probably way too many 80s references.
And maybe some from the 90s as well.
And 2000s, but not many.
I'm also going to try and eat something on every show.
Why?
Because that's sort of like what ETFs are doing in finance. Eating everything.
So look out for our first episode of this great new ETF podcast on November 30th.
Osage County, Oklahoma is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the setting of Martin Scorsese's latest film, Killers of the Flower Moon. The movie's based on a book about the 1920s Osage murders, when white men poured into Osage County and killed Osage people for their oil wealth. I'm Rachel Adams Heard, the host of In Trust, a podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartMedia. For over a year, I was reporting a different story about other ways white people got Osage land and wealth, and how a prominent ranching family in Osage County became one of the biggest landowners here. Their ranching empire was built on land that at the turn of the century was all owned by the Osage Nation. So how'd they get it? Listen to the award-winning podcast, In Trust, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.